Now for a trip out west to Oregon, where Tony has a window question. Tony, how can we help you?
Yes, I have a problem with noise. I live on a busy street. I live in a condominium, and my two front bedrooms are right on the front of that street. And I have very deep window sills, and I thought I had an idea how to block out some of that noise, so I bought this big slab of about 3 or 4 inches thick styrofoam and wedged that in, you know, the windowsill at night, but it didn't do anything.
The problem with having windows in a condominium is that you may not be able to replace those. Is that true?
Yeah. I know that there are windows on the market that are supposedly lock out all noise. Do they really do that?
Well, they wouldn't lock out all noise, but, you know, if you have inefficient, rattly windows now, they certainly would probably do a better job with that. But if it's a condominium, are you allowed to replace your windows, Tony, without getting permission from the association?
We do have very good double windows. It's a new condo. Mm-hmm. It's about 4 or 5 years old.
Leslie, how about some heavy drapes? Would that work?
Yeah, if you can, I would say put in some really heavy, heavy drapes like a velvet or a really thick upholstery weight fabric, and even line them and interline them, because the more fabric you put there, the more it'll actually absorb the sound.
So and fabric does
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think if you just put up some drapes, even as a decorative detail, the more fabric you have up there, the more noise that they're going to absorb before it actually gets to you in the room. If you have sort of the option of putting some sort of like a plantation shutter or a shutter on the inside that you could open out to the inside of the room, you could even, Tom, could you line it with that foamy egg crate stuff that's used in audio rooms?
You know, that's a pretty cool idea. Maybe you could do that. We're talking about audio foam, the kind of foam that's used in broadcasting studios. It's available online. It's not very expensive. It looks kind of like an egg crate, or it can just look like a V, and you could line the back of the shutters with that, and what that would do is take sound that comes in and dissipates it so it doesn't come through the rest of the room.
Now, is that a different egg crate foam than what you could buy like in the bedding department?
Yeah, absolutely. The one you buy for the bed is sort of very flimsy, and like it's a yellow or a green. It's not very stiff. The one that you buy for audio, it's like a thick gray, and it's really thick and it's really sturdy and dense. So it really will do its job in absorbing the sound, because that's what people use when they have a broadcasting studio and they don't want any sound to come in to disrupt the audio quality.
Oh, and it's not all that expensive?
No, not at all.
And so where would I get that? I'm not online?
Probably from a music shop.
Yeah.
Some place that sells musical equipment and
or instruments. Go in there
right.
And ask them. They'll be able to sort of point you in the right direction. And because they're local, they'll probably know somebody locally who can do that best for you.
Well, I really appreciate this. I've been, like I said, trying things and checking around, and this is the best answer so far. And even if the windows worked, I probably could not afford them anyway. You know,
and you might not even be allowed to change them because of your building.
Okay, I'm going to give that a try.
Okay, Tony, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. The best answer she's heard yet. That's what we do. Call us now.